Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are headed into the second week of December when this will air. And that means Christmas is around the corner and all kinds of interesting things happen in December. And by the way, we keep reminding people if that's a struggle for you, you know, go back. We talked about this on the 2nd about some of the things that you might think of doing differently this year to release the pressure of it.
Yeah.
And reset things so that you enjoy. You and Dan have learned this. Linda and I have learned this. Personally, it's one of my favorite times of year. And
me too.
I enjoy everything about it. Now, we had to learn about calendar. We had to learn about finances. We had to learn about extended family issues and stuff. And we've learned all that.
Right.
And because of that, and it's just, you know, it's just something that I personally enjoy. You enjoy it. You know, your house is fully decorated. Ours is decorated. I don't know. There's just something about the whole season that just stimulates my thinking and my enjoyment of life, you know. And so I love Christmas time. I know a lot of people don't, but my prayer is that everybody would enjoy it like you and Dan, Linda, and I. We right. really do enjoy it.
We do. We definitely do.
Yeah. So it's a privilege. So we've been talking about reconciliation, and that last time we talked about the question is, what about believers that, you know, we look at, are they reconciled with God? They are relative to their permanent destination. And that's through, they transferred from condemnation to life, eternal life, because they repented, they believed that they needed it, they understood what Christ did at the cross and was resurrected, and I now will be with him in eternity. And you said, you will be, and God said, you will be. Now, Paul says, well, there's still an issue that how you live your life out now matters based upon your relationship with Christ today. And as you grow in that relationship with Christ and build your life on his foundation, you will build your life of preciousness that will last. If you don't, even though you're a believer and will be with him in eternity, your whole life can be of no value and get completely what he calls burned up, wood, hay, stubble,
right?
That never had any value at all. And again, it's based upon building the foundation means you're connected to the foundation. And apart from me, you can do nothing, which is why we teach abiding in the vine.
Right.
That life to build preciousness is building on Christ by walking with Christ, not in the flesh, but in the spirit. And that's a big question for everybody is, well, I thought as a believer, we're just going to have the life. And he said, no, you don't automatically have the life. You do have eternal destination, and that doesn't get changed. That's the good news, by the way.
Yes.
Because if it, if that dependent on how we live every day, what if we die the day we're not doing too well? So he said you don't lose that, but the way your life is lived matters. And that's based on either in the flesh or in the spirit. And that's going to really dictate all this issue of how do you manage and live through relationships.
Right.
Both as somebody that can assist positive relationships and can contribute to negative ones, because there's things I can do to cause harm to somebody. I'm self-centered as well, and I got to deal with that. I can even not purposely do something. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, but I did, and I have to work on that. So he says, well, Paul says, let me help you understand the reason for the difference between building a life of preciousness and the foundation of Christ and building wood, hay, stubble that doesn't matter. And he explains it in Romans 8, 5 to 8. So go ahead and read that and we'll talk through this.
Sure. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
Okay, now, he's describing basically two ways here. Mm-hmm. First way is according to the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
The second way is according to the Spirit.
Right.
Okay, so he's talking to believers.
Mm-hmm.
The way you live out your day, your weeks, your months, your life is either going to be according to walking in the Spirit or walking in the flesh.
Right.
And it's kind of a, in a sense, a binary situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's either one or the other. Now,
I was going to say, you can't be doing both at the same time.
No, no. And then this is set up on what Paul describes in Romans 7, which is, I'm a believer, I'm a follower mm-hmm. of Christ. Paul says, if there's anybody that wants to live the beautiful life of God, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
I have a desire to. I want to. I'm working always at it. However, he said, I have the same problem that everybody else has.
Mm-hmm.
I still have a sin nature.
Right.
The flesh. Okay, what is that? Okay, go back to Adam and Eve. What did they do? I will. See, I've mm-hmm. decided.
Going back to self.
That I'm going to go do in disobedience to what he instructed us to do, mm-hmm. which is don't eat of that tree or you surely will die. Satan comes along. Did God really say, surely you won't? Again, they had the opportunity because of communion with God. They could have said, yeah, we're kind of still fuzzy about this. Help us understand what this means. But they just said, yeah, you know what? That sounds good to me. And they ate of the tree. What happened? Their spirit died. They mm-hmm. now entered in the life of the sin nature in a world of entropy of kill, steal, and destroy, controlled by the enemy. Trouble. And everybody has that problem, mm-hmm. including Paul. See?
Right.
And he says, I still have that problem that every day I have to choose to live according to the Spirit, to mm-hmm. walk in the Spirit, to follow the Spirit. He said, if I don't choose that today, I automatically default to the flesh,
mm-hmm.
self, I determine. And it's not that I get up in the morning and decide, yeah, today I'm not going to follow God, or I'm going to purposely follow the flesh. It's that you automatically follow the flesh if you don't follow the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Why? That's your default position. Now, by the way, most Christians don't even know that that's the problem.
Right.
Quite frankly, they don't even think I'm supposed to live any differently. What do you mean walk by the Spirit? I have the Spirit. Aren't I walking by the Spirit? Isn't mm-hmm. everything that happens God's will? No, there is a issue of yourself that has to be put to death in order to follow the Spirit.
Right.
If you do,
daily, moment by moment.
Yeah,
right?
you'll live it out. He said, now, he said, let me help you understand this so that you see the consequences of walking in the flesh. And we'll bring this together. So he says, if you set your mind on the flesh, this is in verse 6.
Mm-hmm.
That winds up in death.
Right.
Okay, now, we just learned in Corinthians, that's not permanent death.
Mm-hmm.
If we're a believer, we actually will have permanent life.
Right.
Life with him. He's talking about that you are putting to death the power, the life, the joy of the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. who's resident in you, but you're operating as if he's dead. There's no operation there right now because you've stifled that by living in the flesh. Why? You walked away mm-hmm. from God and you said, I'm going to do my own thing.
Right.
Now that generates more of the flesh and you lose the power of it. So think of what happened with Adam and Eve. They had it.
Mm-hmm.
When they ate of the tree, what happened? It vacated.
Yeah.
Put to death. Now, they didn't physically die, see? They still
but
were living.
Their spirit died, yeah.
But they died that connectivity to God, and they were now not having that power, and they had the sin nature. So he says, when you operate in the flesh, it's now as though the Holy Spirit who's resident in you, who you've grieved, is now not operating. So you're operating back with that sin nature dominating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he says, so that's happening. And he says, if you set your mind on the flesh, he's building three consequences here. In verse 7, you become hostile to God, at enmity against God. Okay,
that's
so
a strong word right there.
Yeah. So who are you now working against?
Against God.
Who's working against you? See, God's working against you. Because, and this goes back to, see, we're building this truth. Remember our conversation about John 12. Mm-hmm. He says, my words stand on their own.
Right.
They're going to judge you. And that if you walk away from me and go back to the flesh, you walk back into the condemnation of the world. And the enemy is going to have power over you and you're going to have negative consequences. Mm-hmm. Because you're working against me. I want to take you a different way, but you're going the opposite way. And you're walking deeper into problems, difficulty, and a life of oppression because you're at enmity against me. And I can't bring you with me because you chose not to come with me. Mm-hmm. And then he says, those who are in the flesh, in verse 8, cannot do what?
Cannot please God.
Please him. It's not like sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. It says, no, you cannot please me. And apart from me, you're doing nothing. Mm-hmm. So you're putting to death the power of the spirit. You're at enmity against God and you cannot please him. And he says, when that happens, a lot of that will be demonstrated through how you handle relationships. Mm-hmm. Because I have a way to bring about harmony, and relationships is kind of the critical piece of life, because why so many people are around you who are self-centered, including you. Mm-hmm. So I have a way to bring reconciliation, harmony, and then I'll show you what to do when other people don't, but you can still live in the spirit, see? Mm-hmm. And that's the whole issue. And then he goes back and says, if you live according to the spirit, you set your mind on the things of the spirit. I surrender my will, put to death the flesh. I surrender my will, not my will be done, but yours. I'm neutral toward my stuff in life. I'm going to follow you to hear what you have to speak to me about how to handle this situation. Mm-hmm. And what you are going to do to deliver to me the covenant. If you set your mind on the spirit, you have life and peace. Okay, so the word there is you have vibrant, joyful, exciting life, and peace is shalom. You're going to have favor, the best that I can give you. That's what you're going to get if you live with me, and you will absolutely please me because I get to give you the very best. See, he said, now this really comes together in relationships. Why? They're difficult.
Right.
And you got lots of issues. So what it means on both sides of it is that now concerning you and you have difficult relationships, can you stay in life and peace even though they are back in the flesh causing you difficulty? And by the way, don't have a heart to follow me at all.
Right. You absolutely can. Okay. When you're walking in the spirit with him.
Okay. Yes. Now think about what that means. The best is harmony. Mm-hmm. That takes two parties. Both, and you actually said this when we were talking about the discussion with me and Linda. She said, well, you're talking about that both of you want it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ideally, that's what it should be. A couple for sure, see?
Right.
And you said, what happens when the other party doesn't want it? Mm-hmm. Does that disqualify everything? No. What he says is, I can still give you harmony and shalom when the other party is in the flesh. Mm-hmm. How's that going to work? We got to find that out, see? Mm-hmm. Now, if we believed it, now think about the critical piece of this. I would like that.
Right.
He said he can deliver it. There is a condition. What's the condition?
Being I have to be him, walking in the spirit.
I have to be living according to the spirit. Mm-hmm. So for me, regardless of the issue of the relationship, my call is always surrender my will. This person hurt me and they don't care and they're not working on reconciliation. I'm going to be with you. Could you resolve this for me so that I can still have the exciting life with you, not be trapped by it.
Right.
And I can still have the very best in life. And he says, yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. We got to figure that out. Now, what that means is that on me, I would always like to stay there.
Right.
So if I would like to stay there, knowing that regardless of the difficulty of the relationships, I can still live in life and peace. Mm-hmm. Well, then I'd like to learn that.
Right.
Okay, number one. Number two, it implies the other party may not. Mm-hmm. Now, they're a believer. Now, we have unbelievers in this situation. They're for sure not.
Right, right.
And they cause us a lot of trouble too. So we still have to go through the same thing for God to say, okay, what do we do about that? But for a believer, it means they, even though their eternal destiny is to be with God, they could live outside of that today by putting to death the power of the Spirit at enmity against God and not pleasing God, which means they're not going to likely go all the way through to bring harmony back to me the way it should be done, which is repentance, understanding I offended you, and here's what I'm going to do to restore that. That means they could not do that. See, so can other believers hurt us? Yes.
Yes.
Does that imply that they're, if they're not willing to process with me, that they're going to be operating in the flesh? Yes, because think about how simple this is. If they were in the Spirit, for sure, 100%, what would God say to them?
To reconcile, to work to forgiveness.
Go sit down and work it out. Have a heart to listen and work it out. 100%. Why? If that's true
that's
for me.
That's his heart, right?
That's his heart. And he'll tell me that 100%. That person hurt you, yep. But they're willing to talk about it. So don't you keep that edge. Go to forgiveness and talk about it.
Right.
With honor and respect. And that's my direction to you. If the other party is following me too, I'm going to tell them the same thing. 100%. See, and you'll know it. You know they're a believer. If they say, yeah, you know they're processing with me. Right. If they say no, or, and we'll talk about all the ways they say no, they're in the flesh. And they're building their life on wood, hay, and stubble. And it's consequential. It's going to be consequential, unfortunately, for you. And it's going to be very consequential to them.
Right.
Because they're walking away from me, no longer are going to receive the very best in life, which the whole process of inviting them to reconciliation is to get them back to that place. You're actually my agent. You're my agent.
Right.
So it's really, really interesting that as we start to learn the dynamics of believers, be careful that we don't associate with, well, I'm just supposed to put up with it. Isn't that love? God said, no, it isn't.
Right.
I've got to take you through a whole different process to deal with their flesh, which isn't walking with me at all. And there is consequences to that. And it does have consequences for you. But I can overcome those consequences for you and keep you in the place of life in shalom. And it's like, I'd like to learn that. and this is critical. See, if we do, it's amazing, you know, the kind of life we can live. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the directness of this truth, of the essence of this truth, that it's possible. As a believer, we could walk in the flesh and be at enmity against you, put away the power of the Spirit and not please you. Or if somebody else is in that place, we still can live in the power of the Spirit and understand how to walk with you to bring about life and peace for us, even though they're not going to join us. And so help us have clarity about this. Help us understand it. Give us wisdom as we work through now these issues where we're in two different places and we have to get through something that brings resolution to us about this relationship. And we thank you and praise you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Rich. Thank you for joining us, listeners. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.